the internal sulfur attack on the blocks, an external and internal sulfur attack on the foundations, is the cause of the structural defects, which basically means that when those products are demolished and taken away to replace the existing dwellings and the existing properties, they cannot be put into a landfill. And the council is aware of this.
You were told at one point that people were waiting for answers from the Environmental Protection Agency. You believe it's gone beyond that now?
The problem is, there's a big issue here, why MICA was blamed in the first place. And I mean, it warrants, in my opinion, a public inquiry. The most concerning aspect of this is the health implications because of sulfuric acid that turns into internal sulfur attack in the blocks, an external and internal sulfur attack in the foundations. I have spoken to experts who believe that in no way can those products, after being demolished, be put into a landfill because it will kill everything site over a progressive long period of time.
Is it your fear that this may have happened already, that we may already have materials from demolition sites in inappropriate areas that could have an impact on the environment in the future?
No, it is happening. That's the problem. We all know. The dogs in the street knows that this is happening. The thing about it is, it's education. And I mean, the waste management companies need to be educated on the effects of these reactive minerals that are in these defective concrete blocks and defective concrete products.